What if AI didn't just take your job, but your voice, too? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Powerful new artificial intelligence tools have a lot of humans worried about being replaced. Remy Michelle Clark says she's already seeing it. She's a voiceover artist in Dublin, Ireland.
A voiceover artist basically puts voice to anything that you can think of. You might hear a voiceover artist selling you something on Spotify. Equally, you could be learning from a voiceover artist. You could be learning modules about medicine, or you might be watching documentaries and hearing a voiceover talk to you about pressure sharks. There is kind of no limit to what a voiceover can do.
Now meet Olivia, an AI-generated voice on a website called Revoicer.
Hello, my dear ones. My name is Olivia. I have a soft and caring voice. I can record voiceovers for audiobooks, educational videos, and even make a soft sell.
Sound familiar? A few years ago, Remy did some voice work for Microsoft. Since then, her text-to-speech voice has apparently been licensed. And now she says it's everywhere.
I mean, it's uncanny. You know, it's a surreal thing to listen to it, you know, because I know that's me. And I can remember, you know, as soon as I hear it, I visualize the hours I spent in my studio. And I can just hear those hours of work in that. And now here's this company called Revoicer.com, who I've never heard of, profiting off hours of my work. And, you know, I just have been completely left out of that equation.
It does sound like you, but it does also sound pretty obviously fake, to me at least. I mean, do you think that this voice could really compete with you?
I don't feel it can compete with me as a voiceover. However, there are so many different tiers of work within the voiceover industry. And some of those are much smaller, kind of internalized jobs for corporations, or maybe for YouTube ads or YouTube videos or Instagram ads, social media ads. A lot of voiceovers would probably call those smaller jobs their kind of bread and butter. And these are often created by smaller companies or, you know, smaller brands. And sometimes they don't want to pay the voiceover premium. And I have actually come across quite a number of these ads and even products, actually. I found a couple of tech products that are using my voice. And these are people who have, you know, gone for the AI. They've opted for AI over maybe looking for the real voiceover behind it. So while I don't think it's competing with me as a voiceover artist, I do know and have seen how it is affecting my business in that kind of tier of work. It's definitely affecting my business in that way.
Do you think this technology will have a lasting impact on your industry and your career?
At the moment, with the way it's progressing, yes. I think if changes come in, maybe some of the damage can be mitigated. But currently, I do see a change. I see a shift, and other voiceovers have seen a shift as well. I mean, right now, for me, the prospect isn't great. I am already looking at other things to do, thinking of moving in different directions. You know, I'm trying to embrace that dreaded word, the pivot, you know, because I really do feel like it's necessary now. I see trouble ahead. And we all talk about the legal system as a slow-moving beast, but AI is a rapidly moving entity, and we're just going to have to be faster. We're just going to have to catch up quicker to all of the developments that are happening, because there are real human consequences to this version of progress that we're seeing.
We talk a lot on the show about how technology like this could affect people's livelihoods, like yourself, and there's always this kind of, you know, rejoinder among tech optimists. Oh, it'll create more jobs than it destroys. But how does that ring to you from where you're sitting?
So, yes, maybe there will be new jobs, but there'll be jobs in one area or a very kind of focused area, and that would be the area of tech. And not everybody wants to work in tech. Not everybody has the skills to work in tech. And, you know, why should tech be the only industry in the future, or one of the only industries, you know, we shouldn't have to lose so much just to gain some progress.
And philosophically, I mean, what does it mean for technology to, you know, perhaps take over this kind of job, which is more than just a job for you, right?
You know, humans create art that creates values, that builds societies, that creates culture, that references how we live, and that further references and influences the culture that we shape and that we build. And if AI, which is based on all of human creation of the past, takes over and dominates, then everything that will be created will be of the past. For me, art is something that is very intangible because it has an element of spirit, because it has that heart element, that kind of emotional element. You know, two people could grow up side by side in on the same street and both could become writers, and they could write completely different types of work because of their unique identity, expression, soul, self. And an AI product just can't create in that way. It can't draw on all of these personal experiences, like how the sun landed on a flower at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday, you know. These are the things that are being lost. There's a strange surrealism that's coming with AI production, you know, that emotionless sort of future. And that kind of worries me a little, because if art creates society, if art shapes society, and if all of human created art, which has for me kind of a spiritual, soulful element, is taken over by AI, then a future society is possibly one without soul, without magic, without the inspiration of that aha moment, that epiphany, without that emotional connection. So, yeah, I mean, what sort of future are we walking into?
Voiceover artist Remy Michelle Clark. A spokesperson for Microsoft said voice artists consent to having recordings used for synthetic voices, and the company sets standards for customers to use those voices responsibly. Remy is certainly not the only voiceover artist running into AI doppelgangers online. Back in 2021, a Canadian voice actor named Bev Standing sued TikTok, saying the social media app used her voice without her permission for its viral text-to-speech feature. If you were on the app then, you probably heard Bev's voice narrating the inner thoughts of a dog or something. It was simultaneously monotone and peppy, often mispronouncing words in comical ways. TikTok agreed to settle that suit, though the details of the settlement aren't public. Since then, TikTok has replaced the old Bev Standing voice with an even peppier voice named Jessie. But the new artist behind that voice, Kat Callahan, at least seems to be in on the job, according to a video she posted on, of course, TikTok.
Yes, I'm the TikTok text-to-speech girl. My name is Kat. I love seeing your TikToks. Sometimes you guys make me say some pretty horrendous things. It's pretty messed up. But I kind of think it's funny.
Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.